The National Forestry Authority resolves to double down on its public-private partnership policy to combat Uganda's rapid deforestation. The move comes as new statistics reveal the country has lost over 40% of its forest cover since 1900. In the latest restoration effort, NFA has teamed up with NCBA Bank to breathe life back into the Namananga Forest Reserve in Kayunga District by planting 20,000 indigenous trees for the 30 hectares of degraded forest land. Juliet Mubi, the public relations officer, NFA, addressed the media at the launch of the campaign.
Degradation is caused by the population around and illegalities like lumbering, charcoal burning, and people coming, cutting trees and clearing land for cultivation. So we've been able to sustain the communities, work together with them, and now we are restoring 20 hectares by planting indigenous tree species that existed in this forest, and trees of high value. We are not introducing new tree species or even bringing in commercial species. We are only restoring and bringing back the trees that existed in this forest.
Now, for his part, the CEO and CBA Bank, Mark Muyobo, says the two-year Namananga Forest Reserve Restoration Initiative forms part of the NCBA's Change the Story campaign that seeks to act on climate action, environmental protection, and sustainable development.
And I think secondly, the ESG framework that we have is not about planting trees and growing trees only. It is around reducing on our carbon footprint. It is around reducing on the use of plastic. It is around supporting women and girl child. It is around supporting youth, because we know that that is a sustainable way of protecting the environment. So it is quite big. So planting trees and growing trees is just a portion of our ESG framework. We cannot be successful as an organization if we are working in a community that doesn't look after the trees. So that alone is an opportunity for us to actually give back to the community.